getting younger. It's the end of an era, it's true. And you go.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Special guest, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you introduce yourself for the fans and listeners?
Yeah, I'm a longtime highlighter. My name's Emma, and I live with Zoe and Jane.
We're so happy to have Emma here.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, Emma
it's
has
our
been
honor.
Listening for years now, and she has not once ever guest starred, so we're really excited to have you here.
Yeah.
We've got lots to unpack. If you tuned in last week, thank you so much, although we were not here. So if you're tuning in now, we've got a whole week, a whole 2 weeks worth to catch you up on.
Wow.
Wait, no.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And Emma was on spring break with us, so
she'll
be a great addition to the convo and the catch-up.
So many Punta stories.
Yep.
Punta. Yeah, we're very excited.
Yep, and a very, very special happy birthday to Emma's mom.
Woo-hoo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
Very, very, very happy birthday.
What is the date? It's the 27th.
So,
that was a great day.
Emma, before we get into, honestly, we've got a lot to chat about, but we do have some good music to go into also. But take us through day in the life today. You know,
today?
Well, what are you up to after this?
Actually, my my architecture class called Surrogate Architectures, one of my favorite classes I've taken at Tufts.
Surrogate Architectures.
Mm-hmm. It got canceled today. So I only have one class. I have my Bio 14 class right after this at 10:30. And then normally I get lunch with my friends Francesca and Gabby after my architecture class.
Good morning, Francesca and Gabby.
For real. And then I have a meeting with the Spatial Cognition Lab, which is some psychology research that I do at Tufts, at 2:15. And then, like, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. What do you do after your meeting? Usually just hang?
Usually homework. I just go back home, hang, then we get ready to go out on the town.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Woohoo.
Beginning of the weekend.
Yeah, except I have class tomorrow morning at 10:30.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But yeah, that's a
Sounds
typical day
great.
For a Thursday.
Emma, I just want to make sure you know about all our segments that we'll be going through. If you need a refresher, what's
Please.
Up, what's up? Is anything you've learned? What's up, tummy?
Oh,
obviously, food. And
what's up
Medford is like anything going on in the area that you want to alert the the community about.
Okay. And because we were in places other than Medford, it can be what's up, insert place where you just were.
Okay. Yay.
Good. And I thought of a new idea that I think would be fun for when we have a guest on is a little hot seat music themed.
Music,
so asking about like what they've been listening to, like childhood songs, like who inspired your music taste, stuff like that.
Oh, I love that.
Wait, remember, Zoe, the other day we had a really good radio show theme and we never did it. Remember? I'm not going to say it on air, but we were driving back from Watertown and you played me a song that fit this category. We'll talk off air.
Talk off air.
Yeah, we'll talk off
air. We'll sidebar. Yeah, okay, great. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you.
So this is Zoe's current song obession.
Yeah, well, it was in my dream last night.
No.
This song. Yeah, because I don't know if people know, but this is Sally.
Sally when the rhyme. Sally
when the wine runs out.
You know he like brings people on stage. Model?
Well, that's a thing. Like when he performs it, he brings people on stage. And I had a dream that he was like practicing for it, and I was like there when he practiced it, and I was like on stage. Like it wasn't
at
the concert.
He brings people. It wasn't at the concert.
But it was like his like rehearsal, and I was like
Wait,
on stage.
Role model
with him.
Does?
Yeah, he brings up like a Sally on stage, and they dance for the song.
Dance like crazy.
Is it awkward?
One girl did the worm.
They like go crazy. It's like, and he's not like dancing with them. It's like they just like do crazy.
They
moves.
Try to like outdance him.
Yeah.
They know in advance.
Well, it's like, remember when Justin Bieber would bring up that One Less Lonely Girl?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing, but Sally.
I see.
Yeah. And I had a dream that I was like on stage and I was like going crazy dancing.
I had a dream that I was going to study abroad again, but I was going to India instead.
Oh, cool.
Ooh,
yeah, right?
You get there in the dream or you were just like,
I was really nervous because I wasn't going with you this time. I was all alone.
Aww. But were you in India in the dream, or you were just
it was like the pre-departure.
Huh,
that's so interesting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've been having some weird dreams.
Me too.
Lately,
Something's in the air.
Yeah,
something's in the air.
I did hear. I don't know how true this is, but the more you switch around your sleeping
places,
the weirder dreams you have.
Like that does make
because
sense.
Because we were home and then on spring break and now back here. It's
I feel like when I go on vacation, I do have weird dreams.
Yeah.
I was having such weird dreams.
On spring break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird dreams. Honestly, we could have a whole show on dreams.
We totally could.
Oh my god.
That's a class I wish
I
took.
And that could be a good
theme.
Yeah, there's so many songs.
What's up, Dream?
No, there's so many songs about
dreams. What's up, Dreams?
like.
Dreams.
Dreams.
Dream, 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 dream. That one. What's it called?
Lava Girl.
Girl and Fire Boy. Shark Boy.
Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah.
Not familiar. Coldplay. Okay, anywho.
So good.
This is a song that both Emma and I love.
So good.
I actually haven't heard it. All My Love. I don't recognize
it's
this
really
album
good.
Cover
They
either.
Were playing it in the hotel lobby. Remember, Jane?
You got all my
And I was like, was that you?
And
I was like, this is your song.
Yeah. No, it was me.
When we were in the hotel lobby together.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, let's give a little spring break recap. No need to discuss hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Anywho, the last we spoke to you, I think, was the Thursday right before spring break. And that Saturday, we had left.
We left our house at 4 a.m.
Everyone was very prompt.
Yeah, we did a great job because we pre-ordered the Uber, so it was
that was smart.
They're coming. Oh, I've been having a lot of travel stress dreams. Sorry.
Interesting.
Like, I had a dream last night that I was going, I was packing, I was in, like, some, like, niche, like, South American country, like, a little island.
Cool.
And
are
I was
too
packing
close
to
the
go
microphone?
Home.
No.
Sorry.
I don't know, sorry. It was, like, really stressful. And it was, like, the flight was at 11:30, and it was 10:30, and we hadn't even packed yet. And I was, like, really stressed.
Zoe.
Wow. Well, to bring in a theme from our Intro to Japanese Culture class, which we love to talk about on the show, are your dreams realistic? Like, is your life dreamlike?
Is your life dreamlike? I think I asked you this question.
You did, and I said, yeah, I'm living the dream.
Yeah, I didn't she said, I'm living the dream. It was so cute. Aww. She said, yeah, I'm living the
dream.
Well,
that's how I interpreted it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is my life dreamlike? Like, what? Do I feel floaty? Like, no.
Well, do your dreams feel floaty?
Well, like, you're always, like, a little, like, disconnected, I feel. Like, it doesn't... I mean,
like, your memories
you, like, you know it's a dream. That's how you differentiate between, like, a memory. Well, actually, I don't know.
But my memories feel dreamlike.
No, my memories are super vivid, I think.
Some of them are
very
vivid.
But I feel like my dreams are so... In class, I said my dreams are really vivid, so I'm able to, like, distinguish between, like, reality and dreams because, like, I remember my dreams so well. But I would like to change that. I wish I could change my answer and say my dreams are really vivid to the point that sometimes I don't remember if they actually happened or if there was a dream.
Wow. I think there's, like, certain therapies you can do to, like... sort of control or like better interpret or connect with your dreams.
Yeah, I'm sure. That'd be cool. Weird.
Yeah.
I feel like my dreams are like more foggy though. Like I would say my memories are more vivid than my dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely, but sometimes I feel dreamlike. It's like, did that actually happen? Wow.
Yeah, or like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like. And then, well, memory is, like, a whole different conversation. Because, like, when you remember something, you're remembering the memory.
Yeah.
You're not actually remembering what? The event.
Yeah, like, you like...
Oh!
You categorize it once, and then you're like, oh.
And then you... And then every
time
you think
you're, like,
back
bringing
to it,
back
you're,
the memory.
You're like remembering, like, a memory of the thing that happened. So that's why memory is so faulty. Because, like, you're not actually remembering the event, you're remembering a memory of the event.
Trippy.
Which is why, like...
Yeah. Because, yeah.
That was, yeah.
That's weird.
So weird. Anyway.
Anywho.
Wait, so we woke up at 4 a.m. and then we went to the airport.
Yeah.
I got Starbucks.
Nice. I got a bagel.
The flight was, like, I was... Even though it was so early, I, like...
Bagel.
I did, like, take, like, an hour nap on the plane, but I was so giddy. Just so excited.
Yeah, well, there were so many people on our flight from Tufts.
Jumbos.
So it was like a lot of like,
Yeah, Jade and I were sitting together, thank God.
Yeah, lucky. I was sitting alone.
Plain Betty.
Even though I made the seat assignments. I thought it would be awkward if I put someone with me.
If she chose.
Yeah.
She can't pick favorites.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Then we got there.
Immediately
we got the bus.
Warm.
Wow, we're really given a moment by moment.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
The first day was like beaching.
Yeah, we just
pooling.
Beached, pooled. What
we had
did we
a
do
neon
at
party at night.
Oh yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was like a big foam pool.
It's just so fun because like the foam is made out of soap, so it's like slip. You get all slippery.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever do like slip? Like I had a trampoline
like
in my backyard, and we would put like shampoo and soap on the trampoline and like make it wet in the summer, and it'd be so slippery.
Mm.
It was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was.
Is that
thinking
your memory
about.
Of it, or do you actually remember it?
Did it actually happen?
I don't believe it. No. Yeah, overall, it was a great time with the pals.
Yeah.
Great weather.
And I would recommend the place.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. Food was good.
I mean, it was fine.
It was fine. Like, it was, went above and beyond my expectations.
Same. It was way better, because we went to the DR sophomore year, and this place was way better than the last place.
Yeah.
Like, beyond. Like, our rooms were really nice.
Really nice rooms.
Really nice. Very
and, like,
big.
We had, like,
the balcony was huge.
Yeah. And we had a balcony that, like, looked out to the pool, and we would just,
so
like,
convenient.
So nice.
Didn't have to go up any stairs.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I loved it.
Me too. By the end, I was like, I'm ready to go home. But that
yeah.
was also more, like, the sun was so strong. I was like, I can't be in the sun anymore.
Yeah. But it wasn't that hot. Like,
no,
it was
it wasn't.
Very warm, but I wasn't, like, sometimes in the summer, you know, when you're, like...
Can't do anything.
You just, like... Mm. But, like, I, like, when I walked on the beach, it was very nice and
yeah,
breezy.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Breezy.
It wasn't hot.
And, like, obviously when
strong.
You're... Yeah, obviously when you're, like, sitting on the chair, you get, like, really hot, but then you just go in the water.
It was awesome.
Yeah. What's your favorite... playing in the ocean game.
I like body surfing.
Yeah. Body surfing.
I was
is
trying
good.
To body surf, but the waves weren't really big enough.
No.
No. I feel like last time the waves were a little bigger.
Hmm.
Anyone agree?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe. Well, were we near the... It was on the same...
beach.
It was on
we're
the
on
same
the same beach,
beach
but like a mile or two down.
Right?
And how was your time at home? Emma.
So good.
Emma's from D.C.
Yeah, I live right outside D.C., Bethesda. What did I do? My friend Susie was home, so I hung
out
with
Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
You should tell the people about your pictures.
Oh, yeah. So she goes to UCLA, and for some reason, our spring breaks have aligned every year. Because, you know, typically they don't align with a lot of schools. But freshman year, we went to the cherry blossoms in D.C., the Tidal Basin, and I took a picture of her. So then we made it a tradition, so now I have freshman, sophomore, junior, senior pictures at the cherry blossoms.
That's so cute.
But this year, which is weird because spring break is like, it's always around the same time.
Yeah.
But the cherry blossoms were only 70% bloomed.
I feel like it's early for...
But normally they're always bloomed.
I wonder what affects that.
I don't know. And it was also the first year that it wasn't overcast when we went.
Mm.
I don't know. But it was still, like, we had to get the picture, you know?
You know?
It still looks great.
Obviously. And then we went to the other monument, the Vietnam Memorial, because for surrogate architecture class, I'm writing a paper about that memorial.
So surrogate architecture, not to be confused with surrogate when it's, like, in the context of...
Like pregnancy?
Yeah.
Well, I think
I've never heard that word used that so
I still don't really understand because he's like a part-time lecturer. He's like a guest lecturer.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how the classes sometimes have like special topics or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, this isn't like a like psych 1 class. Like it's not always here. But so I still don't really understand what he means by surrogate architectures. But I think because we're not like, when you think about architecture, you think about like buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Not like a Vietnam, like not like the Vietnam Memorial, but I think it's kind of like, because sculpture and architecture are kind of really intertwined. So we're looking at like architectures that like could be interpreted as like a sculpture or a build. Like I don't know, I still don't really understand.
Oh, like the surrogate is like the art.
Yeah, like it's like
The art is like carrying.
Because like art and architecture are like really intertwined, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like the intersection between art and architecture, the whole class.
That's so cool.
Love it. And I feel like, is that your what's up or nah? You got something else for us.
I was brainstorming. In my bio class, we're doing, we're learning about these beetles right now.
Oh, you're always sending me pictures of those.
And they, yeah, I am. I made them into stickers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they... we're learning about this like specific type of beetle that like lays its eggs in beans.
Ugh.
I don't know, it's kind of gross. And that's the only time in the beetle's entire life it will ever eat, when it's in that bean, when it's like developing in that bean. Isn't that gross?
Where do they find the beans?
Wait, so how does it like grow?
Well, okay, we just did an experiment during lab. We put like little beetles onto, and we had like
You had
petri
beetles?
Dish? Yeah, we had a petri dish.
Like what kind of bean?
Like a black-eyed pea.
Bean? Oh, like edible. Like
yeah, and the
where
other
do they
bean.
Find the beans?
Well, I don't know. It's like for an experiment.
So are they vegetarian?
I guess. But they like we put them on a petri dish
all beetles
with
vegetarian?
Like beans.
Oh no, they eat like smaller bugs sometimes.
Yeah. Or like
yeah. We put like little beetle, but they were really small. Like less than the size of my pinky nail.
What do they smell like?
Not good. But they were so small.
Like,
and so we put them on a petri dish with the beans. They were uncooked beans.
Beanles. Wait. I was trying to make it.
And then we saw them lay the eggs on. It only takes 45 minutes.
From.
For them. We put them on a petri dish with a couple beans. And we observed
them. For them to what?
To lay their eggs onto the beans. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm just like, where in the wild are they finding the beans?
What do you mean?
Like, beans, like, grow.
Well, beans grow from...
So they just have to live near beans, wherever beans grow.
Do beans grow on trees?
No. Beanstalk.
Is that a tree?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
I'll look up a visual while y'all keep chatting.
Yeah, so it was really weird.
So how long do they live typically?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
But they only eat that bean. Like, they only, yeah. That's their only source of energy for their entire life. So they must not live for long. Yeah.
Beans grow in bushes.
Where?
Is a bush a tree? Bush beans. Oh, bush beans. Wait, no, that's B-U-S-C-H. Is there a brand of bush beans? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, B-U-S-C-H. I think that's
Zoe and I, Emma, do you agree with this?
What?
Do you like baked beans?
Yeah.
Like from a can?
Yeah.
Same.
Me too.
Like beans and toast?
No, just
with rice.
Beans.
More like beans, just like,
but like cold?
On the side.
No, like
you warm them up a little.
Yeah, it's like barbecue sauce.
Love.
It's like sweet a ketchup and smoky. Sauce.
I would shoot like between that and like, well, coleslaw, I love coleslaw. But like, you know when you go to a barbecue place and they have the beans?
Yes, same.
I always get the beans.
Same. Yeah, I feel like, did I already share this idea that I wanted to have a bean party?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do
some
kinds of beans.
Yeah. Okay, beans grow in bushes, prepare the soil, blah, blah, blah.
No, but like where in the world?
Oh.
I guess look up like black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas. Yeah.
The most of the world's harvest of dry beans is produced in India, Brazil, and the U.S.
India was one of the...
Myanmar.
Maybe that's why you had a dream that you're going to India.
Maybe!
Yeah, it's all connected.
Wait, that's such a good point.
Yeah, that,
to go harvest some beans.
That's
with my dreams, I don't find, like, such a clear connection to my day-to-day, but lately I've been able to.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Weird.
Wow. That's an awesome what's up, what's up.
The more you know.
Thanks.
Bean talk.
So if you're growing beans, be careful of these beetles.
Yeah, or...
Yeah. Well, they're so small. They're really tiny.
Are they bad? Like, are the beetles bad for...
You probably
I don't know if
a beetle's been eating.
Or, like, that it lays its eggs on. They're, like, little tiny white eggs.
Oh, no. Do you guys... Are you really good about washing your fruit?
No.
Yes.
And veggies?
I never do.
I know some people in our house are not, and I'm trying to teach them.
I never do. No, I That's literally never do. No, I know it's not. I'm just so lazy.
I was rinsing my blueberries this morning.
Ew, I don't want to know.
It wasn't that gross. Yeah, like three tiny little black crawlies.
That's why we have so many ants, because some of y'all don't rinse your veggies.
I don't think so.
Ba-ba-ba.
But also it's like pesticides and stuff.
No, I know. It's bad.
Like, that's, like, chemicals.
I don't care. Honestly, like, the bugs, whatever. They're protein. The pesticides, though, that's the bad part.
Yeah.
It's because I don't know, like, well, actually, that's not true. Because in Italy and Colombia, like, I think they use less chemicals.
Definitely.
So my parents, no, but they definitely wash it. We definitely wash our produce. But,
like, I think they're just, like,
I don't know.
Our veggies are fresh for longer because.
Well, yeah,
like
remember?
GMO.
Whatever. In the Netherlands, it would like last like 2 minutes.
Like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the bread would go bad in like 3 days. Now,
oh
the bread
my
here
God.
Goes bad like.
It's bad.
Like 2 weeks.
I know. I remember when we like came. Because like after abroad was like the first time.
We like cooked.
That
ourselves.
I like really cooked for myself. And I it was jarring to notice the difference of between how long. Mm-hmm. Things would last.
Mm.
Weird.
Emma, it's about 9:30.
Already?
How does it happen? But it seems like the point in the show where we have to read a PSA. So Emma's gonna flip through the binder and choose a PSA to enlighten our fans.
Okay.
Any one of them.
Are these like
PSAs? Public service announcements.
But. How do they update them? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, sometimes. It's just a binder worth. And we're listening to Spring into Summer, Lizzie McAlpine. Okay, Emma's got her PSA.
Wait, what? I don't like that one.
Okay, go.
Um, Let me find a good one. I can't find one that I like. Oh my god. Oh, okay. This one's good. Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville Davis Square? What? Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Ave in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. Wow.
Interesting.
Wait, I had no idea.
The more you know. PSA.
PSA.
Wait, so do they update these?
Sometimes,
yeah. Are these, like, is this still going on?
I hope so.
Yeah, which well, brings us to our next point. What's up, Medford?
Well, I was going to do what's up, Tommy.
Oh, because hearty meals? Yeah.
We could do either.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever
speaks to you, guest.
Well, when my dad was here, well, I feel like a lot of you guys have probably talked about this, but we went to Sofra, the, like, breakfast
Ooh,
place.
I don't know if we have talked about it.
It's so good. It's, like, Turkish, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a, like, typical Turkish bakery, but it has, like, breakfast. But it's connected to... Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's connected to a restaurant.
Sarma
I also
and Oleana.
Yeah, I went to Sarma freshman year with my dad.
Wow. You were ahead of the game.
I was ahead of the game. Well, he's always looking at places to eat. But it was really good. And every time, like, I talked to him on the phone, he was like, have you been back? I was like, no. But we should,
go back.
It's so good.
We could get a... You just have to do it 30 days in advance, so...
Yeah. But no, not for Sofra.
Oh, not for Sofra. I thought you were talking about Sarma still.
No, Sofra, we just, like, went.
Sofra is so good. Jane took me there.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Did you have, like, the egg covered in those thingies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like... Mm-hmm.
And the feta, like, the fried feta or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, the... What was the sauce?
Beet tzatziki.
Oh,
yeah,
the
so
beet
good.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of beets, I bought beets for the first time this week.
Love. Are they a summer item?
Don't know. Trader Joe's had them.
Were they pre-marinated and such?
Not marinated, but pre...
Like cooked.
Cooked.
I like to eat according to season.
Yeah, I know.
It's better. The food is better.
Yeah.
Like... Tomatoes are better in the summer. I mean, obviously, I'm going to get tomatoes year-round. They're tomatoes. But, like, they're better in the summer.
They so are.
Yeah.
Or, like
well, it's okay. So, what's in season right now?
Well, sumo oranges are about to go out. So, get those.
Sumo oranges. Don't think I know my oranges like
strawberries are the summertime. Same with, like, peaches, nectarines.
Yeah, I feel like fruit.
Blueberries are, like, August. Like, late summer.
Yeah.
Apples, duh.
Apples,
pears,
dur.
Winter.
I have pears.
I don't like pears.
I think I'm the only one in our house who buys pears.
I don't like them.
I do.
I don't.
Yeah. DTDP.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But I also do like when they're soft.
Yeah. No, I like when they're crisp.
Really? Like an apple?
Pears, yeah.
Crisp really? Pear. Like an apple? Like the same crispiness as an apple?
Mm-hmm.
I like when my pears are mushier, but I like when my apples
like brown
are crispy.
Or green ones.
They're like
mealy.
Mealy.
Well, not mealy.
I don't mind mealiness.
I
in apples or pears.
It's so
mealiness.
Bad.
Yeah, I feel like that's maybe a.
I just
hot
like
take.
The because I feel like they're juicier when they're crisp.
Juicy.
Yeah, agreed. Apples.
And I like the juiciness, and same with pears.
No, pears are so juicy when they're like soft.
I think we're thinking of different things.
But no. I like when my blueberries and when my
crisp.
Grapes are also very crispy.
I love a crisp grape.
Yeah. If it's like mushy, it's like...
It's bad.
It's not the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's something that's better when mushy?
Hmm.
Applesauce.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, that doesn't.
But
really,
that doesn't count.
Really go
okay,
Chris.
Okay.
Well, strawberries are better when they're soft.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Totally.
Good point.
Great one.
Thanks.
Avocados.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a limit. Yeah, avocados. Yeah.
I like my avocados mushy.
Yeah.
But not like brown. Just like ripe.
Pizza crust?
What?
Like, do you like it hard or soft?
Hard.
Well, like...
What do you mean soft?
What's the level...
Like, pull apart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Versus like...
I don't like when it's like cardboard.
Pizza. All right, didn't land. I hear it.
Like when it's like pita chip hard? No.
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 I love my pita chips mushy.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know.
Yeah, good question, Zoe. Fans, let us know if you have any other answers.
Yeah.
For, it's mostly...
What's better when it's mushy?
Ingredients that are better mushy than hard. I guess it's like when it's ripe.
Yeah.
Like tomato. No, like low-key, peaches. Sometimes I like when tomatoes...
I like a crispy tomato. Yeah. What?
Peaches.
But peaches.
It's too hard.
I like a crispy tomato too, Zoe.
But I like a crispy nectarine.
What?
No, I like a soft one also.
No, it's so much better when it's soft.
Because like then too it like. Soft.
Not too soft.
Then it's way juicier when it's soft. The nectarine.
Yeah, that's true.
Juicy.
Juicy.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
The juicy, juicy.
Interesting convo.
Really?
Well, I would love to hear, Emma, about what you've been listening to lately.
Oh, God.
Put her on the hot seat.
Hot seat.
Okay, well, let me go to my Spotify. So the way I organize my Spotify, if anyone cares, is I like all of my songs. Like, you know how you have your liked songs playlist? Mm-hmm. And then I organize it into various playlists.
Ah.
So let me go to my liked songs. Well, okay, I just, when I was home, I saw A Complete Unknown. Which is the Bob Dylan movie. So I've been listening to like some Bob,
like what?
Visions of Joanna. Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, play some Bob D.
This is
the times they are a changing.
The times they are. Yeah.
Did you like the movie?
I did. I wasn't like wowed, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was like a good movie.
It was like well done.
Solid movie.
But, like, I didn't understand that the... Because it wasn't... Because I felt, like, the biopics that I've seen before have been, like, very informative. But this wasn't the point of the movie.
Biopics. It was, good word, yeah.
Thanks. This was only, like, a span of 4 years of his career. It was, like, a very specific niche time in his life. Like,
yeah.
It
well,
wasn't...
It was, like, the most significant.
Well, because also I didn't know this, but we don't know a lot about Bob Dylan's past at all. But, like, that's the point. So, I didn't... I was like, oh,
did
I didn't
like
really
him?
Learn.
I no. thought he was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, he's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, he's a...
It's not a nice word.
Yeah.
Not a nice word, yeah.
Not safe for air.
But I feel like that was... That made it hard. Like, I really liked the movie, but him being such an unlikable character
yeah.
was, like,
I did also feel
hard.
For him, though. Like, I
same.
Empathize.
But I just didn't know anything about him, so it was hard to empathize at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Because I, yeah, I went in not knowing anything about him, really.
You
like,
know
I knew
he converted out of Judaism
mm-hmm.
into Christianity? It's, like, not
so
not
weird.
Typical.
I mean, not weird, but it's he's a quirky guy, is what I'll say.
Yeah, he was just, like, doing his own thing.
Yeah, but at the cost of others.
Yeah,
true,
like oh,
him.
That poor... What was that girl? He was so mean to her.
Oh,
one of the album cover.
What was
yeah. Sylvie.
Sylvie, yeah.
Well, that's not her real name in real life.
Oh.
It's, like, Susie. No, it's not Susie.
I don't know. That the woman.
Yeah, he was so mean to her. Just selfish.
Yeah. Rock stars, am I right?
Am
yeah.
I right?
But... I liked it. I thought it was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, and I thought Timothy did a good job.
Yeah, it's so
impressive.
Emma made
the bold claim yesterday.
I think
oh, yeah.
I think he's, like, one of the best actors of our generation, TBH. He's, like, so... I can't think of the, like, versatile.
We're talking about Timothy Chalamet, for fans who don't know.
That's not the right word.
Yeah, versatile.
Like, he's
yeah.
done so many different types of movies. And, he is just really good, I think.
He is. I also, like, he had this. He won some award. I don't remember where it was. Oh,
some traffic.
Traffic. And
are you talking about his speech?
Yeah, he was like, "I want, like, thank you so much. Like, this means a lot. But I want everyone to know that I, like, I want to be one of the greats. Like, I will still, I'm gonna keep working hard."
And like, he for the Bob Dylan movie,
I was like, I don't know.
You think it was like narcissistic? No, but he said that. He said that
you want to be like one of the greatest actors of all time.
He said he was like, "I know that this is like not what like you're supposed to say, but like I worked really hard and I really want this." I feel like that's refreshing.
And he was like, "I'm not going to stop here. Like this is so great, but it doesn't really like mean like." I don't know.
No,
it was kind of belittling.
He wasn't ungrateful. I don't think so.
But he was like, "But I'm like, I still want to
wait
be
for
one of the
an
greats.
Oscar or what?"
No,
he won. Like a- he won like some music award for the, because I learned about this because I watched a lot of interviews after the movie. But he in the movie he sings and plays the guitar live during the whole movie. So like cool. All the recordings are completely live because he thought that or like the producers thought that like today's recording equipment is just too good. It wouldn't, so it sounded like way too crisp. But when Bob Dylan was recording this stuff, you know, so him playing it live was like more authentic. So that's so impressive.
No, he did a
that's
really
so
good
impressive
time.
To me.
He, I mean, they've been making this movie for like 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cause wasn't it because of like COVID?
Because of like COVID and writer strikes, but still, like he's been training for this role for like 5 years, which is a big chunk of time when he's only what like 29 years old.
Yeah, I feel like he looks different in five. Like he's still growing.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, he's about to be 30. Isn't that weird?
30? Yeah, I thought he was our age.
No, he's 29.
No, he's so old.
Isn't that weird? He looks so young.
He does look really young. He has, but think about, I mean, he's always looked very young.
But, like, when I, like, saw a video of him, like, on the set of Dune, like, practicing the guitar.
Wow. What's your favorite of his movies?
Well, this isn't really his movie. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was so good.
Call Me By Your Name.
Like,
That was, like, his breakout role.
Oh, my God. I watch that movie once a year.
So good.
Once a year?
At least. It's such a good movie. I love that movie.
It's so good. And
I like
Little
Women.
The first time I ever saw him was in Lady Bird.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, who is that? And then I started, like, researching him. And then I think Call Me By Your Name came out. And I was like, whoa, he's really good.
And I like him in Little Women, too.
Yeah.
He's not, like, the main, like, focus, but he's good.
And I like that, like, Greta Gerwig loves him. Yeah. Like, because he's in a lot of Greta Gerwig movies. And I feel like that's such a green flag that, like, she wants him as her actor.
Mm. Yeah. Him and
he's
like really
her.
Good in Dune also.
I didn't
I never
see
saw Dune.
Dune.
Oh my God, really? I love it.
Have you guys
it.
Ever
it's
seen
controversial, I know.
What is it? Like something summer.
What?
It's about like he's like in Cape Cod for the summer. Oh my God. I can't think of what it is. It's like
I don't know.
Whatever, I'll think of
I
it.
I wanna see Beautiful Boy.
Oh, it's
but it's
so
really
good.
Sad.
It's really good.
So I have to be like in the right headspace.
Yeah.
He's done a lot.
Yeah, and I saw Willy Wonka. He killed it.
I saw it, too. He was great.
I liked it.
Me, too.
Oh, Hot Summer Nights. You guys ever seen that one? He's so good
so.
In that.
No, I never saw it.
It's like this.
I'm, like, low-key obsessed with him. I think he's really cute, too.
Really
who's
good.
That girl? Woman?
I don't know.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've been listening to Bob Dylan.
Back to that.
Well, Bad Bunny earlier came out with an album. Mm. I was obsessed with that for a second.
Favorite song of the album?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
DTMF?
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know. Vueltita. I like that one.
Vueltita.
What else have I been listening to?
Yeah.
Well, your SZA. Dad makes... Can you talk about your dad's playlist?
My dad, since freshman year, he makes me... Well, It, like, varies. It used to be, like, every week he would send me a playlist of, like, 10 songs. Well, he still does, but it's not, like, as consistent anymore. It's, now it's, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But he makes me a playlist of, like, 10 songs, and it's so cute because he also, in, like, the caption, in the description of the playlist, writes what's, like, going on in my life right now. So it's, like, a memory log of all four years, because it's, like, oh, this week, like, you had a ski race. I don't know. So it's really cute.
Yeah.
I have all these and, like, he changes the cover of the picture to, like, a picture of me. It used to be, like, when he first started making it, it was, like, baby pictures of me. And now it's, like, pictures of Batu or whatever. My
Batu
dog.
Batu is her dog.
Batu. So, yeah.
Cute.
I love... So, yeah.
When, so, do you find songs on that playlist usually?
Yeah. Like, All My Love, I...
Was on that playlist?
He sent it to me. He sent me the... Before they came out, they recorded the live version. So he, in the playlist is the live version from Dublin.
Well, did you see the video with it about Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, no. Or maybe.
It's like a...
What song is this?
All My Love. They like... It's like a tribute song to Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's really cute.
So...
Oh, the one we already played.
I think the first recording was live. Anyways, the live version was in my playlist, and then, yeah, lots of songs like that. So my dad's definitely influenced my music taste, for sure. I know what you
listen to. How does he find his music?
I have no... He's, like, always listening to music. We have... He's, like, had this project, I think, literally since I was born, but he, like, takes CDs and, like, somehow mixes them onto the computer, so he's been, like... digitizing.
My dad does the same thing.
Like, all of his music onto the computer for literally years. So there are CDs and, like, records all over my house.
Wow. Whoa, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Music is very important.
I remember, like, he'll send, like, I don't know, like, songs that, like, we're all listening to.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, it's not, like,
current with it.
Exactly. Like, he sent me the other day, he sent me this, like, house remix of Taylor Swift, like, one of Taylor Swift's songs, of, like, like, Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? So funny. But, yeah, music is really important in my house, because, like, my mom, like, I mean, being Colombian, like, music is so important in Colombia.
Yeah.
So there's always music playing in my house.
Love it.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah.
Love. So, yeah.
And I feel like you're playing music a lot in our house, too.
Yeah. I wish I listened to music more than I do, I think.
Really?
Do you listen to music while you guys do work?
No.
Not really anymore.
Like, I listen to the Planet Earth soundtrack. It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
I'll send you some.
Please do.
Makes me feel like I'm, like, trekking in the forest while I'm doing my problem sets.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the work I do now is, like, reading and writing. And
yeah.
I can't really listen to music when I do that. But when I have to do something, like, boring, I'll listen to music.
Boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Like, menial.
But I can't listen to, like, white noise. That'll make me fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes I play... Do you guys hear it upstairs when I play white noise at night on my speaker? Really?
No. You need white noise to fall asleep.
No, but, like, sometimes when, like, I don't know, like, there's noise downstairs and I can hear it, I'll play white noise.
Oh.
To fall asleep.
Yeah.
I can fall asleep.
Really?
Anywhere, anytime.
I wish I was a better sleeper.
Eh.
Or I'm a pretty good sleeper, but...
You are a good sleeper.
I'm, like, it takes, like, very specific conditions.
Yeah, sometimes you have trouble falling asleep.
Like, it needs to be dark and quiet.
Mm. Well, that's typical.
It needs to be light and loud for me.
No, but, like, I can't sleep on planes.
Yeah.
Did you see my position on the plane? When I would, like,
your legs
when
up.
I put the, like, tray table down and then I put my...
Your legs on it?
Yeah, then they yelled at me. Because they were like, you can't put your shoes on the tray table.
You're going to break it.
Yeah, they're right. They're right.
I always put the tray table down and then I put my head on the tray table and that's comfy.
But, like, the thing is my legs get restless then. They need to be, like, up for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
I do have to be comfy to fall asleep, but once I'm comfy, I'm out.
Yeah. She's out.
Yeah.
She's out. All right, so in the last...
Should we do What's Up Tummy?
I was about to say that. Yeah, in the final 9 minutes, hit us, Zoe.
Yeah.
Or no, Emma, you go first.
No, I already did mine.
Oh, you did do yours.
So far. No, you need to do What's Up, What's Up. Oh, well, you keep going.
I'll do... Okay, What's Up Tummy... past few weeks. Or I'm just gonna do this week. That's too overwhelming. Let's see. I went, or no, I guess I'll do like a new like Trader Joe's find. I made like beef bulgogi, which is like a Korean style beef. They have frozen beef bulgogi at Trader Joe's, and I made like a rice bowl with that, and it was so good. It is like honestly a little more expensive than I want it to be, but there's a lot. It'll last you like 3 meals, so actually no, it's not that expensive because it's like $10 for the beef, but if that's 3 meals, that's like $3.
Wait, that's so good. I
so
feel
it's
like.
Really good. And I added like, I actually did it with cauliflower rice, and I added like some more like sesame oil and sriracha and other soy sauce, and then I put like string beans in it.
Wow.
And just chefed it up, some onion. Yeah, so that's my rec if you're looking for an easy dinner. Beef bulgogi from
quick nice. Trader Joe's meals, under 10 minutes, under 10 ingredients.
Wait, you gotta get the bao buns too. I just discovered the bao buns.
Oh yeah,
Trader Joe's bao.
They're so good.
Really?
How do you microwave them?
Yeah, what do you do?
You can either I just microwaved it, but there are instructions for, I don't even know, like stovetop. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You literally put it in the microwave for 45 seconds.
Wow.
With
wow.
like a, and you like cover it with a damp paper towel.
Mm-hmm. Steam it almost.
It's smart. So easy.
Yeah.
With some like kimchi and rice.
Emma loves kimchi.
I'm obsessed with kimchi.
When we were abroad in Amsterdam, Emma took me on like a full day of going to as many Asian supermarkets as we could to find kimchi, and she finally found it.
No, you're exaggerating.
I am exaggerating. It was like two.
And it was like one afternoon after
it was like after a field trip, and it was pouring.
It wasn't raining.
Yeah, it was.
We went to like such a weird train station after that to get back home. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Remember the Surinamese place in the train station?
Yeah, I never went.
You never went? I thought you went before you saw the movie.
Oh, maybe I did. I don't remember. That was a weird movie to watch by myself.
I know. We both watched it by ourselves.
What was it called?
The one about the Native Americans.
What was it called?
DiCaprio. Oh, Harvest Moon.
The Harvest Moon. Yeah.
No.
No, yeah. Killers of the
Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Flower yeah, Moon. Such a...
We both really had the same... I went and saw it alone, and then, like, 2 weeks later, Emma went and saw it alone. It was, like, 4 hours,
It was
too.
So long and, like, just, like, very brutal.
It was brutal.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. Anyway, okay, Jane, what's up, Tummy?
What's up, Tummy? Honestly, I haven't, like, been at Tufts, really. It's, like, don't have...
You can do from home.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, you're not gonna get... Well,
and have you made any? Did you make anything this week that you liked?
Like a rolling
What'd I make?
Stone.
Oh, I had, it's not that fun. Salmon and quinoa. But on Tuesday, on Tuesday, I went to Dragon Pizza. Because Dragon Pizza always hits. And honestly, like,
Which
I love it there.
You get?
I went with my friend Amelia. Good morning, Amelia. And we each got a margarita pizza, and then we shared the sausage ricotta. So it's like a 1.5, and it was so good. And every Tuesday they do, I think it's like the Cambridge Run Club or like something, but like
That's
at
fun.
Like 8 o'clock or something, all of, like a group of like 20 runners come in, and they all like drink beer and play games and eat pizza. And it's so cute.
I want to join a club like that,
right?
Post-grad.
And it's honestly, like, that's a What's Up Medford or What's Up Greater Boston. Speaking of, my other What's Up Medford is, have you guys passed on Boston Ave, right across from Tasty, there's, like, a earthy, crunchy little shop called Trove?
No.
It's from like, Tasty?
Yeah.
Like right back there?
Yeah, right across. It's like right next to DPH.
Oh, low key. I've seen
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so over the summer, I went every... Well, I went twice to to refill my shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, which I guess makes sense. I only filled it twice over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But because if you bring in your bottles, you could refill it. Like, they have these huge, like, pumps.
Oh, my God. I should do that. I need more body wash.
You totally should do it.
So is it
you don't
free?
Have... No, it's not free, but like instead of paying for a new plastic bottle and throwing out your old one, you just reuse it and then you just pour more liquid into it.
Smart.
So I knew of the store and then I went there the other day because I had to pick up a gift and I got a tiny little succulent and I was talking to the woman who was working there. She's not the owner, but she was working there at the time. And they have all these like cute little... local candles and local pottery and like
locally made
Locally made from like Somerville artists, and it was actually really cute. Really, so if anyone is in the need of
Trove,
T-R-O-V-E, I'm pretty sure it's called that. It had like a one syllable name like that. Yeah, Trove, green provision, sustainable shopping.
Love that.
Yeah, that was great.
Shout out Eden, she's obsessed with Bob Dylan.
Good morning, Eden. She's obsessed with Bob Dylan. Yeah, some people are really obsessed with Bob Dylan. Like, remember in...
Well, she's just,
Japanese.
Like, really... Because Bob Dylan's whole thing is, his lyrics, you know? Because, like, his voice isn't, like, that good. And she really likes lyrics. So.
And I think people of that era really love him because he was so...
He was, like, talking about the times.
Yeah. The times...
They are a-changing. Should we just sing for the...
Trove.
Yeah, so what's on tap in our final 2 minutes? Anything fun on tap this weekend? Ladies?
Pickle formal. We have a pickle-themed party.
I'm so excited.
Where that's sponsored, apparently, by Grillo's Pickles, which is like...
What?
Yes. That's apparently why we're having it, is because like...
What?
Like, there's someone who's hosting it is like a Grillo's Pickles ambassador.
Oh my god, fun.
Great, cool.
I didn't know that. I love Grillo's Pickles.
Tons of pickles and such.
Grillo's pickles are better when they're crunchy.
Yes.
Oh to my bring god, it a full mushy circle. Pickle is terrible.
A mushy pickle, it's like, what are you doing?
It's like, throw it out.
Ruins your day.
Yeah. Facts.
We love pickles here.
Love pickles.
Yeah, so I feel like...
You know how much the pickled onions were that I bought the other day? I shouldn't have bought them.
Make them.
I know. $10. Not worth it. I know. Can you teach me how to make it?
Can we try to make pickled ginger?
Yeah.
Like the ones that they have at Japanese restaurants? Like the
we
ones
should,
you get with sushi?
I think you just like shave ginger.
We should have a sushi sweeter. Night, but make our own pickled ginger.
Wait, I've been saying we gotta have a sushi night and go to H Mart.
I thought we were doing it Friday.
We pickle.
Before.
Down.
Actually, I don't know if I have time. I'm watching the Severance finale.
Oh my god, it was so good.
I just started. Excited. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
All right, well. Aww. Seems as though it's...
What song is this?
Oh, the Quirky Worky song? Emma, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure spending the hour with you.
I've had so much fun.
It's about